You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Yes, yes. TJ's podcast, where it's the only time I refer to myself in the third person. It's TJ's podcast. You know whose podcast this is? This is TJ's podcast. I'm talking about TJ. What is considered now the hottest up and coming podcast in all of the internet world, because we talk about the important things in a casual way. It's a pretty good description, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the important things in a casual way. Thank you so much for being a part of it. You know, our little day-to-day journey, if you will, into the things that really matter in the world. I had a rough day yesterday. There was a lot of stuff going on, like business kind of things and emails and reading and trying to fix, you know, equipment, things of that nature. Oh, I got equipment. Because I have a little setup at my house to be able to record the 10 other shows that I do. And it just got to a point where I wasn't pissed off or anything, because I really don't get that way very often, you know, where I'm just mad about something, you know, like that. But excuse me, I was frustrated, or as a lot of people say, frustrated. I was frustrated. So the place that I work in my house, out of my little, it's my TV watching room with the puffy couch. And then on the other side of the room is a desk set up with a camera and lights and a backdrop and all of that. But the windows are blacked out because of the lighting that I need in the video. So I'm in there working in a blacked out room, because when it's not being used to record videos, it's just a room that you can't see out of, and there's no sunlight coming in or anything. So if after a while I just said, look, I gotta walk away. And I did an old school turned into my papaw moment where I went, it was about, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I made myself a cup of coffee. And I went and sat on the front porch with no phone or earbuds or anything, just sat there and looked out into the trees and listened to the birds and the squirrels and watched cars drive by. Yeah. And so my wife was in the kitchen doing something, and she goes, what's wrong? Did you get bad news? Because, I mean, I'm never, you know, just like, oh, walking around like that. I said, no, I'm just, you know, I just need to take a break from everything. I just need to walk away from it for a little bit. And so I got outside and I sat down on the front porch, and I put my coffee on the little table there, and I'm just sitting there, and it's kind of chilly. So I put my hood up on my hoodie, and then maybe 30 seconds later, the door opens and she sticks her head out and starts asking me, you know, about stuff. And I think she was just testing to see if something was wrong with me, like if, you know, there was something bad going on.
Something wrong, wrong.
Yeah. And she was just checking the mood. But she could have come out there with me as long as she kept her mouth shut. No, I'm kidding. But you ever do that, Riggins? Because when you walk your dog, you don't listen to anything or you know, but you do talk on the phone a lot when you're walking your dog, but that's not by your choice. is it?
Sometimes it is, but I love getting out there. It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
It just gives you a moment to kind of, I remember getting frustrated with my homework and my mom would always do the same thing. Get up. You're not going to fix anything right now the way you're acting. So get up, take 15 minutes and then come back to it.
Mm-hmm. Cause I was supposed to do a Facebook Live thing last night, which I've never done. And I was kind of, you know, I wasn't nervous about it, but I just don't, I'm not comfortable with doing something that I'm unsure about. And usually if it's something that I know I'm not going to, that I feel like I'm not for sure going to excel at, I'll just avoid it, like golf. So I don't ever have to say I suck at golf. I can say I've never really played golf. You see?
Yeah.
So I was kind of on edge about that, and coming to find out when it got ready to do it, right before it was time for me to do the Facebook Live thing, my wife read some comment from an asshole guy that was saying, you know, bad stuff about me on whatever the post that you had made, Riggins, that said I was going to be doing Facebook Live at 6 or whatever. Some guy commented under there something, but he doesn't like me or whatever. So that was a little bit of a rocket boost into the, you know, hey, here we go. But it didn't even work.
Yeah.
And Riggins was laughing.
Oh,
because I was, and I'm like, why is it not work? Because I don't know. I thought, well, you know, you post and say that I'm going to be on, and then people are going to want, you know, they'll be sitting there, well, where is he? He said he was going to be on here. Yeah. And Riggins was just laughing hysterically. And he's like, it's fine. Don't fret about it. It's fine. But it was because my browser didn't match with Facebook Live or something. And then, because I use Safari. And when I tell people that, they're like, oh, no. Yeah. But I'm a Mac guy. And I figure if you got a Mac, you don't want to be using Microsoft things or Google Chrome, things like that. You use what the Mac stuff is. And isn't Safari a Mac thing?
Safari's for Macs, yeah.
So Riggins, through his laughter, was saying, that's not, it's, you don't have another browser. We have to fix it. It's fine. So then I got here and they said, I use the same thing and it works for me whenever I try to do it. So now I don't even know what the problem was.
And I wasn't laughing at your misfortune. I was laughing at, like, it's like a continuation of, like, you know, troubles that TJ encounters. Mm-hmm. And also trying to get through to you that is not a big deal. You can do it again. It's, trust me, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
If there's a, you know, people freak out and they have a mutiny, then we'll address it, but it's not a major deal.
So then I got ready to go do this thing that I was leading up to. The Facebook Live was going to be leading up to this thing that we do called Ace and TJ Experience, or TJ Fanatico Experience, where we have somebody as a guest host in an online webinar type thing where we just talk about, you know, funny stuff and all. Like last night we had, you know, Top This, the Redneck Edition. People give their stories and all, and it was with Elizabeth from Calitron, one of our biggest sponsors. And we did the test. Rob had it set up. We're going to do the test at 6:30. We did. It worked great. Elizabeth is always great. She's got a great personality. So Rob said, log back in 15 minutes right before we're supposed to start at 7 and everything will be ready to go. So I go to log in. I don't see myself on the screen. Rob says, I can see you, but you're frozen. I mean, it just, in that amount of time, everything on my end, you know, stopped working.
Of course.
And anyway, it was good. It was good. I made it great. Obviously. I made it great.
Did that help turn your day around at all?
No. By then I was already late to go to bed. I hadn't even eaten dinner yet.
Oh.
So I didn't even get in bed until like 9 or so last night. And I almost woke up to pee, but thank goodness I didn't. I peed without waking up.
It's the best kind.
Yeah. So I'm going through all that yesterday, and I'm thinking, all this crap's happening, and I'm I should be working on getting David Spade on and doing that whole thing. How am I going to get David Spade on my podcast and all of that? But I don't even know why I'm thinking about that, because I don't know. I don't know how David Spade's going to get on my podcast.
Just call him.
I talk about this all the time, and we're never going to have, you know, I thought, well, the small list of celebrities that I would want to have on a podcast, it shouldn't be hard to find them, get them on. As small as that list is, we could really focus on it, but this is never going to happen.
Not with that attitude, it's not.
No.
You better figure out how to get your webcam working in Safari before you do anything else. We can't see you, David. Are you there? That would be embarrassing. Get him on, and then it,
of course, the technology, and you know that would happen. One time, there was a trend in morning radio for a long time where if it was a member of the show's birthday, then the other people on the show would book all of these celebrities to call that morning and wish them a happy birthday. And Ace did that for my birthday one year, and Steven Tyler was calling in on my birthday, and he called, and as soon as he got on, he goes, "Hey," you know how loud he is, and all, and "Hey, happy birthday, TJ," and then all of a sudden, boom, the line dropped. And what happened was the building door security thing was hooked through the phone system, and one of the salespeople came in and opened the door before it unlocked, like started pulling on it before it unlocked when she put her code in, and it tripped the alarm and cut the phone system so we could call the police. Great. And hung up on Steven Tyler. So that kind of stuff, we have a history of that kind of stuff anyway, but I'm not even fooling with it. I'm not dealing with all that. I'll just leave it at David Spade's mom said that she thought I was okay. I was cool.
She thought you're all right.
Yeah. And if he comes back around sometime, I'm sure I'll go see him sit in the balcony again.
Mm-hmm. And be happy about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Be grateful for that.
Now I've kind of just talked myself into a funk. I was happy having a good day until I started talking about all this. Now I'm in a funk.
You do seem to like take things on as like sort of like when tech problems happen, you take them kind of personally. Like you were sighing pretty heavily during that call last night when I was laughing, and I was like, oh, it's just so not, you feel it more deeply than yeah. I think you probably should.
Because, I don't know. I look at it like, because we told people that I would do it, even if there was only one person there waiting for me to do it, I don't want to disappoint that one person who took the time to say, oh, well, let's see if he's going to be on. And it doesn't matter whether, you know, it's my fault or not. Somebody my age has a technical problem, it gets chalked up to the fact that I'm old. There's another thing. Are you too old? To anybody who would hear. Oh, I couldn't get my camera to work. Old man, he can't get his camera to work.
I know. Ace always says that same kind of thing, but I don't see
it. It's because there's so many times that people will chalk up anything. Like younger people always say, just dismiss you because you're older. You know?
Does that happen?
All the time.
Really?
All the time. Well, you know, it's just the times are different now. You know, they'll say that. And that kind of stuff didn't really happen on a wide scale until my generation became older. Because when I was young, if an old person said something or tried to teach you something, you would listen and show them respect and go, oh, okay. Well, you know, you may say, okay, well, that doesn't really fit with, he doesn't understand what today's times are like. But you'd never tell the person, oh, okay, old dude, you don't know what you're talking about. Things are different now, old dude, and laugh at him. You wouldn't do that. You would just go, okay, yeah.
And people do that now to you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, not as much to me because, I mean, I carry a different you know, respect from everybody than most people do, you know.
Sure.
But, you know, Alexis used to do that a lot. Whenever or, you know, whenever I'm telling her something about this, you know, just chalk it up to you. And I always think that when a person does that, and they, people do it to Ace more, I think. But I think when they do that, I'll automatically go, okay, well, that just means they can't argue the point. They don't have any facts on their side, or they can't, you know, debate the point that I'm trying to make. So I chalk it up to them not knowing, you know. It's like when people say, when somebody says something and they'll go, oh, too many jokes. That means you can't come up with a damn joke. The joke you came up with is to say too many jokes. Yeah. Or I have no words. Okay, there are words. You just don't have the capacity to find them. You know, that's the way I look at it. Like, so you just dismiss something that I'm saying and making a point about as my being old, then you really don't have an argument on your side.
When you say you can't learn anything from young people, is that a reaction to the way young people have treated you?
No, I just say that to aggravate young people. Just
but
to
is
pick
it
at
a
them.
Reaction kind of no. sort of a...
No, I just think it's funny.
Oh.
But a lot
can
of times...
Can you, though?
Huh?
Can you? Could you?
Of course. Okay. I learn stuff from you all the time. And I come to you all the time and ask things. Hey, Riggins, what is this? What is that?
And I would never go, oh, like...
I know. And neither does Rob, you know.
I don't do that.
All that. But I also look at, like, when... I say that about young people can't teach me anything. That's just strictly because I think that's funny to kind of aggravate people. But when Ace talks about he and his young wife, Amanda, arguing about stuff, I put myself in that position. It depends on what the young person is telling me. You know, if... You know, I was married to a woman 24 years younger than I am, and she tried to tell me something about driving or something about things that you learn in life as you go on, that we would have a lot of problems in that area because she would always feel like I'm dismissing her.
Because you would be dismissing her.
I would be dismissing her, yeah.
Because
I'd be like, what do you know about it? I've been driving before you were born. You don't know?
Yeah. Experience matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd be actually like, I'm not even arguing with you.
Yeah.
That's what I would be doing. You're too young.
Would you be able to accept it if it was presented in a more constructive way?
No.
You wouldn't even be able to do
that? No.
So it's not a joke.
No, there are things, though, that I just said there are things, certain things that I can, but certain things that I would never even act like. I'm learning.
What would you not be able to handle? Driving is what, probably cooking. If somebody 24 years younger tried to give you like some knife skill tips or something.
Yeah, unless they were, you know, trained,
yeah,
you know, culinary artist
right.
of something, but
you're not more sensitive.
Teaching me how to deal with people, like a young person trying to tell me how to interact with other people. Like, no, yeah,
you wouldn't.
No, I've been interacting with people twice as long as you have, so. But again, I would recognize that they would find that to be offensive and probably have a right to. But it doesn't change the fact that I would still look at it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, young ass people. All right, we have a ton of stuff today for the Graham Slam segment. Riggins has brought in the entire internet to play for you today in and it's going to be really good, and I'm going to be in a chipper mood about it. See, and that's the thing about the TJ's podcast. It can be, you know, whatever's going on in my head that day. If it's kind of grouchy sounding, that's what it's going to be. If it's funny, it's what it's going to be. And I don't mind telling you I'm a little bit offended that none of the TJ Fanaticos has reached out to David Spade in my honor yet. So I'll try to get over that. We'll get into this other stuff next. Hang on.
TJ's Podcast.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Back to TJ's podcast.
Yeah. That's right. So we do this thing called the Gram Slam, where we play stuff from the internet or alert you to the internet's things that you may want to go and find on your own and share with others. And Riggins is the best at this. It's almost like that's all you do is sit around on social media looking for stuff, which is good. I'm glad. But I think this deal about the burger that you found.
Yeah,
I was disgusted by that at first, but then I kind of got a little bit better about it. It's Red Robin has a new queso burger.
Yeah.
What's the official name of it?
The Lava Queso Burger.
All right. So they do this big burger, and it has queso on the burger as the cheese. And then once the burger is constructed and put on the plate, they pour queso over the top of the bun and just cover the entire burger in queso.
Molten hot queso over the bun, like, you know, over the whole thing.
And one of my biggest things about food is when I'm seeing someone prepare something, and then I always look at it like, how is somebody going to eat that? How is somebody's mouth going to fit around that? You build these burgers that are so big for, you know, commercials and the internet and all that, and you go, well, who can eat it? It's not practical. Because I refuse to fight with food. I always say that. If somebody brings me, because I have a small mouth, if somebody brings me something that's going to be super messy or you know, it's not going to fit my mouth and the bun is going to be sliding around on the burger and, you know, it's just, you, the whole thing is messy. I'll send it back and order something else. I'll still pay for that because I ordered it, but I don't want to fight with food. And it's like Gordon Ramsay always says about garnish stuff. Like I've heard him say before, if you don't expect people to eat it, don't put it on the plate. Mm-hmm. So I'm that way. I'm not going to fight with food. So how are you going to pick up a burger that's covered in queso and eat it? So as I'm watching that video, Riggins, I thought, you got to eat that with a fork. And then it showed the guy eating it with a fork.
So then why?
It's not a burger.
It's not a burger if you got to eat it with a fork and knife.
No.
I'm sure it's good. I'm sure it's tasty. But No.
So you know what you would do to get the same effect? If you're a sane person, you would get a bowl of queso on the side and dip each bite of the burger into the queso and eat it. That way your hands aren't full of cheese sauce and you don't look like an idiot.
I think they do these things so they go, it's attractive to social media. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, we're gonna pour cheese over it. But in reality, like, you know, no, not a lot of people are gonna order this.
Mm-hmm. You know what else I don't like about the internet cooking? Mm. Is when they jack up the volume of everything. It's just like overly exaggerated, and they're trying to make all these quick edit videos. And so the knife goes down into the onion and goes.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
A little ASMR.
That's dumb. That's another thing. I don't get why young people got to watch everything so fast.
It is fast, yeah.
Everything, and I said this, I started saying this years ago, because, you know, if people would just sit and listen to me, I could show them what's going and what's transpiring, and when it happens, they'll be like, oh, I already knew that. But people dismiss things I say as just being a grumpy old man. But a long time ago, I started complaining about sports highlights, because they used to be where they would show the whole play and then they'd show the next play. Now it's everything's a strobe. Yeah. It's like, bah, 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 and they may not even be doing anything worth a shit on these, on these games. But the way they edit them, it makes it seem, ah, da, 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 And I'm watching them, and I'm being triggered, as the kids say.
Yeah.
Because you just got we got to make it as fast and loud as possible. And to me, that covers up the fact that it's not quality. It's not good quality if you got to do that.
I was watching the top 10 on on SportsCenter this morning, mm-hmm. whatever that was. And I mean, if you look at that screen, you got the people in the commenting in the box, the upcoming headlines on the left, the mm-hmm. scroll on the bottom with all the scores, and then something. I mean, it was like sensory overload.
Yeah.
And they were doing the highlights. Bam, bam, bam. The mm-hmm. guy screaming. I mean, it was nuts.
Yeah, and sports people are nerds.
Yeah.
Sports broadcast people and that are involved in that are nerds.
Yeah.
And annoying most of the time. So you say no on the Red Robin queso lava burger.
Not for me.
All right. Good.
Wet burger. Wet bread. I don't like wet bread.
And they show those, what do you call those tacos where you dunk them in the
birria?
Yeah. And you can dunk them without putting your whole hand down in the thing. And they try to make it as messy as possible in these videos.
People that eat Raising Cane's, yeah. with the sauce, they dunk like up to their knuckles in sauce, dipping a chicken tender in there. It's like, what? That's so gross.
And how is that appetizing to anybody? Who looks at that and goes, oh my God, that looks so delicious. You could be making the thing that I love most in the world. Let's say, you know, like my favorite dessert is like up at the top of the list would be molten lava cake with ice cream. You could make that and be the most beautiful presentation in the world. My mouth could be watering. But as soon as you go to stick the fork or the spoon down into it, your whole hand goes into the ice cream and the chocolate sauce. And I'd say, I don't want any of that.
Yeah, no. Your hairy knuckles. Yeah. In my
cake. Gross. And especially when women are doing these videos online and they've got long, fake nails. Mm-hmm. And then they're all, you know, expensive artwork and all on them, and then they dip into those sauces, and you know that stuff just getting under those long ass fingernails. It's like, ugh,
yeah, it's gross.
Get out of here. But Riggins found us a new term that is this the first time you've ever heard the term Riggins?
I've never heard it before.
Okay, so I'm wondering if this is going to be a new term that the general public uses as slang. Or just surfer people, because this is a surfer guy yeah. that used it.
Yeah.
And it's a good looking young guy. He's a cute looking guy.
Handsome.
Yeah.
But it all comes from that thing you were talking about a few weeks ago about how Gen Z is into bed rotting.
Uh-huh.
Where they just want it like every waking moment, they'd rather be lying mm-hmm. in bed than sitting on the couch watching TV or something.
Yeah.
It's called bed rotting because you just...
I just love my bed, and I just want to be in my bed all the time.
And this kind of plays into the bed rotting thing, but and it's really quick. Here, I'll play it for you.
Shouts out to everybody who got through the day without taking a nap. Pulled an all-dayer. Pretty tough, yo.
Shout out to all of the people who got through the day without taking a nap. Pulled an all-dayer.
Yeah. Could you hear that? Was that...
Barely. Maybe turn it up on your computer, too. That might help.
Let's try it.
Shouts out to everybody who got through the day without taking a nap. Pulled an all-dayer. Pretty tough, yo.
Pretty tough, yo.
It's an all-dayer. Yeah. You didn't have to take a nap, but that's like another thing. Like you assume only old people take naps, mm-hmm. but now it's like every young person on the internet's like, I need a nap every day.
Why?
And, well, that's what everybody's going, like, why are you so busy and tired?
Now, when I was young, I took a nap every day because I got up at 2:00 in the morning for work.
Yeah.
You know, that's a different deal. But if you're just living the regular hours of a young person and you got to take a nap every day.
Every day.
And a bed nap at that, probably.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Pulling an all-dayer.
Pulling an all-dayer. Didn't have to lay down one time. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, dude. I pulled an all-dayer yesterday.
No naps.
No.
Yeah, you were going.
I normally don't take naps, regardless of what everybody in my life thinks. Everybody that's close to me thinks that I do nothing but watch TV and take naps all day, every day. I don't.
Well, people do the same thing to me. Did I wake you up? Yeah. It's 3 p.m. No, you didn't wake. What are you talking about? No,
I say that to you as a joke every time. I mean, I could call you.
Yeah, you do. You know,
I could call you on your way to work in the morning. And I go, did I wake you up?
Yeah, everybody asks that. Did I wake you up? No.
And I think it may be because they know we get up at such crazy hours that maybe that's what they're thinking. But not mine. The people that are close to me, they think I'm just lazy. Like, I have nothing to do. If I'm up in my, and I just described earlier, what all happens in that room upstairs that I have, it's a bonus room. And that's where all of my work goes on in that room. And I do have a TV in there that when I'm not working, which I can't do 24 hours a day, I'll sit up there and watch TV when it's TV time. But they think that's all I'm doing.
Sleeping.
Watching TV and sleeping. My son's bedroom is right next to that. And he'll come out, walk right past that, you know, my office room, go to work, come back. We'll be the only ones in the house. And later his mom will say, well, have you seen your dad today? No, I didn't say anything to him because I figured he was in there asleep. I'm like, what? All you got to do is open the door. I had the door closed because, you know, Jody's always got stuff going on. Always on the damn phone and, you know, that kind of thing. So I don't know. I don't know how to, I guess I could put a sign on the door that says, come in, not sleeping.
Yeah, right. I'm awake. I'm alert.
And then, you know, my little friend Jenny just piles on that. That's how, you know, she and Jody get together and say, I mean, all you do is take naps. Are you too busy taking a nap? Like I go, I didn't know this or this happened. Yeah, because you're up there taking a nap. You're up sleeping all the time watching TV.
That is so weird. Yeah, I'm going to need one because you're exhausting me.
Yeah, y'all are wearing me the hell out. Nobody understands me the way you do, Riggins.
I get it.
Nobody.
I get it.
And then there was a girl who had a bad date.
Yeah.
And I thought I wasn't going to like this, Riggins, because I usually don't like when people are whining about, you know, having a bad date or how bad their date screwed them over. Because a lot of times I don't even believe the story. That's part of the reason why. But I believe this one.
This one does look real.
And this girl's pretty cool, I think.
So do you want me to tell you what happened?
Yeah.
So a girl meets a guy on Hinge. They match. And they have their first date at one of those group pottery classes, which I actually think is kind of a cute idea. It's a new idea, but to go together, first date, you go make like a little flower pot. And she says that after the date was over, they had like their little mugs and stuff in the kiln, like, you know, heat the thing. He stole her mug and then unmatched with her on Hinge. And now she's just pissed because he ghosted her and stole her mug that she made. So she calls the pottery place. And this is her conversation with the woman that works at the pottery place. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Oh, this is anticlimactic.
Yeah, her friend is videoing her from across the table.
Do you think he just stole my mug and is just sitting in his cupboard? Okay, if it is there, should I take his thing too? You would let me have it? I'm obsessed with you. That's so funny. Okay, all right, okay. You're going to kiss, he unmatched me? Would you guys give it to me? What? I'm so fun too. Like, that's crazy he did that. Oh, I hate him. Can we ban him from the store? Queen of my heart. Thank you for looking.
Yes, yeah, so the employee was going to go hunt it down just in case, like, he didn't steal it from her. I thought that was really cute.
But I wonder if he went back to get it.
Maybe.
Because you have to. When you go to those type of things, you make it, and then they say, well, you can come back and pick it up Thursday. We'll put it in the kiln, you know, whatever. So he had to go back and pay for it and take it.
Yeah. So they were going to double check. Like, I'll go look, but I think he took it. And then the pottery place employee was like, oh, my God, girl, any unmatched you? So she's just playing into that. She's like, oh, my God, I'm obsessed with you. So she might have just made a good friend out of this terrible situation.
So her mug must have been really cool. She must have been good at it.
Yeah, must have been kick ass.
Hmm.
Greatest mug ever.
He's like, I'm taking it. I paid for that shit. I'm taking it.
Yeah.
See, now I look at that from the other perspective as to, well, I wonder what she did to screw him over during the date.
Yeah.
Because you got to figure it's her fault that he didn't want to, he unmatched with her.
Maybe.
No, somebody, I'm kidding. Somebody I'm just kidding,
was
ladies.
Saying that dating apps are so bad now for women. They're like, yeah. I've gotten like 7 likes per day, but these guys end up, after they ask for my number, they end up ghosting me. And somebody commented and said, at this point, it's just a numbers game.
Yeah.
Like everybody thinks that they're a better person is one swipe away.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to play the numbers.
Yeah.
Go out on a ton of dates and
mm-hmm.
look at it that way.
Because, you know, that happens to my daughter.
I know. Like
she'll be chatting with some guy that, you know, she matched with or whatever. And before they even get to meet, he just stops messaging.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And I think that's like a very common thing now.
It's like, hey, I got another girl's number.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
Because the difference is, if a few years ago, when you had to ask for a number in person, it's intimidating and it's a big move. And once you get it, it's like the greatest thing in the world. But mm-hmm. a match, it's like there's nothing to it.
Yeah. But I mean, why? My daughter's really pretty. I'm not just saying that because she's my daughter. I mean, I would say if my daughter was ugly, I'd say she's ugly. But she's not. Yeah, I would. I would say, you know, my daughter's not, you know, she's not, you know, traditionally what you would look at and go, oh, she's beautiful. I could be honest about it. I wouldn't say she's ugly.
Yeah.
If she were ugly. But I would know.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So this girl's got this problem. Maybe you've got a problem and you're not having a good day. Like yesterday I wasn't having a good day, but I didn't know about this little trick, how to make yourself get out of a bad mood, or how to use this little technique in order to get people to pump you up a little bit. But thank God we do have this. And this could change your outlook on life in general. You can become a happy person all the time with this little trick. And we'll give it to you next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
Thank you, Fanaticos. We had a lot of Fanaticos on that thing that we did last night. That little experience thing. Those are fun.
You liked it?
Yeah. Yeah, those are fun.
People were sharing like redneck stories and stuff.
What?
Oh.
I couldn't hear your music.
People were sharing redneck stories and things like that.
Top, yeah.
Rate my redneck.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was cool. People from, like we had somebody from Missouri on, somebody from Florida, Pennsylvania, I mean, all over the place. Awesome. We're getting huge.
Yeah.
No, we're actually not David Spade's mom. Don't think that we don't need your support and connections, because we do. I'm trying to connect with Miss Judy. All right. So, it happens to all of us. We get into a situation where we're feeling like, okay, today is just not going right. I don't feel right. I got a little anxiety, because, you know, I always say that everybody under 40 in America now has anxiety. But there is a woman who has figured out a way to get out of said bad mood or anxious feelings. And I think this falls under it takes a village, wouldn't you think so, Riggins? This is it takes a village kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a woman in her car, and she reaches out for help, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Does anyone know any, like, entry-level?
Oh, wait a minute. Here, let me raise the volume.
You're in a pool.
Here.
Yeah.
Sorry. Still getting
Is it all the way to the top on the board? It's full blast?
Yeah.
Does anyone know any like entry level happy thoughts?
You're in a pool. Everyone's gone. You hold your breath. You sink to the bottom. You're not fighting to hold your breath. You're just comfortably there. And you're surrounded by the warm water. And you have time.
So the original reaching out for help was, does anyone have any introductory, what was it?
Happy thoughts.
Happy thoughts. Meaning, I'm not feeling so great. Can someone give me a scenario that will make me think happy things? Right?
Yes.
So we have gotten to a point in society to where people can't do anything independently. You can't even sit down with your thoughts and go, okay, I need to think about something happy right now. Oh, I like being on the beach, and I'm just going to kind of zone out a little bit and think about when I'm on the beach and the breeze is hitting me and the sun is in my face and I know I'm getting tan and I'm looking good and I don't have to work that day. You know, all of these kinds. You can't even come up with that on your own anymore. You got to reach out to somebody else and say, give me a happy thought.
And an easy one.
Yeah, an introductory one. Yeah, don't go into the advanced happy thought starters. Just give me an easy one that I can go with. What the hell is that?
I genuinely thought it was a joke. And then I saw the next video where the person provides it. And then the comments after that.
What were they saying? I didn't read any of the comments. I know you mentioned it.
I think you just changed my life. And I have time. Tears, because the woman's response was like, you know, you're in a pool and uh-huh. You sink to the bottom and you have time. Oh my God, I have time. Tears is what they say. You have time literally almost broke me.
What does that even mean?
Meaning you feel so overwhelmed by things you have to do that in this situation, you're at the bottom of the pool and you have time.
Yeah. Nobody's bothering you about doing this or that, or you're not pressured to do whatever. I thought kind of meant you have time, meaning you have more time to live because you're trying to drown yourself. And you realize.
I was like, that's her solution is to kill yourself. But no, it was like just feeling the water and sinking to the bottom and you have time. There are tears streaming down my face right now. The person says, that was poetry. I feel it in my bones.
What? And they're not being sarcastic, you don't think?
I don't think so.
Wow. You know, I said that the other day, that part of that, I think, falls into this category, and y'all got pissed at me. When I said that millennials can't stand there being some sort of a technology that they're not using, and that's why y'all watch everything in closed captions and all of that, because you know that technology is available to you, and millennials look at it as, you know, sometimes almost like a sin if there's some kind of technology that's going unused. So this woman knows that she can just post something and reach out to the internet community, the social media community, and people give her things to think about that are happy.
Yeah.
Rather than just sitting there. Well, you know, I could sit here and try to come up with something that I know for sure is a happy thought because it's my thought and it's my happiness. But I have this technology available where I can just video myself and upload it and somebody will give it to me. That's what I'm going to do.
An easy one too. I don't need that level 2 happy thought.
And if I remember correctly, Riggins, the one asking for the introductory happy thought is pretty attractive.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Really cute.
Mm-hmm.
What's not? Yeah. Why are you so unhappy? You're so hot.
Exactly. You're
well,
good looking people don't need to be stressed out.
Yeah. So there's a stream of those comments like, oh my God, this is life changing. I feel it in my bones. But then an older woman enters the chat and she just wrote, I can't sink. My chubby body keeps me afloating. Bringing some levity to the situation. I can't sink. Nice try. My chubby body keeps me floating.
But how is sinking to the bottom of a pool
I know
what's going to give you a happy thought?
Yeah, I know. That's kind of morbid to me. I'm like, if you're sinking to the bottom of the pool, it usually means you're dead.
Introductory happy thought.
My happy place is an infinitely regenerative pumpkin patch with cornucopias around. I can lay in the grass. There's no bugs. Or I could flip out in rage and no one will know. I mean, it's crazy.
And these are all women.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I'm in a field full of purple flowers and the bees are buzzing around in the warm summer sun. So these are all introductory happy thoughts.
But I mean, that's a good one.
Yeah.
But for her.
Yeah.
That's hers. Why you got to ask for somebody else's?
Yeah.
It's because you can. And the mentality of, I don't want to do anything without making sure that it's the right thing. Not even come up with my own thoughts. Unless I run it past a group of people to give me validation or suggestions. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this the war against independent thought has reached a new level.
Maybe.
Mm.
I love it though. God, I could I drink it like soup. I mean, I just love this stuff.
Someone give me an introductory happy thought.
Yeah, and there's no greater satisfaction than watching these goofy videos and like, oh my God, this is clearly satire. And then reading the comments and everybody's just like, yes, it's so fun.
But the one that really went viral was the response to it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you call that?
A stitch.
A stitch, okay.
They use this person's video and then add it to theirs. It's like a response.
So the one that gave the response about sinking to the bottom of the pool and all that, is she the one that edited it?
Yeah.
Okay. So she clipped the other woman's words before she was finished.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah. Play it again. Can you play it again? He's like,
I'm so far deep into the comments.
Not to be nitpicky or anything.
Let's see here.
But I mean, that just shows how anxious she was to talk.
Does anyone know any like entry level happy thoughts?
You're in a pool.
See, she couldn't even finish the word thoughts.
You hold your breath.
Any happy thoughts?
You sink to the bottom. You're not fighting to hold your breath. You're just comfortably there. And you're surrounded by the warm water. And you have time.
Sobbing. TBH.
That's all I'm asking for in life is time. I need time.
I don't have the time.
Me time. That's what I mean. These kids, that says it all right there. Somebody who uses the term me time.
It's a me time.
That is one of the most narcissistic sounding things. I would never, ever say I need some me time. It's so dramatic. It's just a stupid way of saying you need to be alone or you need to relax. I need me time. That's all about me. Focus on the self. Mm-hmm. I need happy thoughts. Me time. When these people are doing these videos in their cars, do you think it's because they just saw whatever it was, so they want to make a stitch before they even drive home? Because sometimes when I do a video that you need, like for a promo or whatever, and I do it in my truck, I'll just, because you might need it fast when I'm leaving here, so I'll pull over into a parking lot and do it. Where I could wait and get home in front of a regular camera and do the whole thing. Do they plan that to look that way, you think, or they just happen to be in their cars?
I think they just happen to be in their cars.
They don't look at that at home and then go, okay, let me run out and get in my car because that'll make it look better.
Some people do make it like their brand, like mukbang people that only eat in the car.
Yeah.
They're afraid to switch it up because that's what's working. But no, I think it's the immediacy of just like, I need to get this out right now, which is terrifying to me as somebody who likes to plan things out and like, it would never work for me.
Hmm. It's weird.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start using that all the time. Anybody got an introductory happy thought?
Yeah.
Like I'm sorry, Jody, I'm having a bad day. If you could just please, do you have an introductory happy thought I could use for a few minutes just to get out of this funk?
And have her do that in her voice.
Like,
you're at the bottom of the pool. The warm water is, Jody ASMR stuff would be incredible. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to my YouTube channel.
And now you have time.
And now, and you have time.
And when you come up out of the water, somebody gives you a Sprite, and you got time. That warm water surrounds you, and it better be warm, because I'm not getting in cold water. That'd be a bad thing.
Freezing.
Hmm.
Yeah. It'd be amazing.
But, alas, unlike what Jody would say, we on TJ's podcast are out of time. We don't have time. No time left. It's just nothing but pressure. So I'm going to run out and make a promo about today's thing. So I'll do that sitting in the bed of my truck. I'll be in the, on the tailgate. That's Let me good. Do that.
That's a great idea.
I just can't be in direct sunlight. Not that I have any health problems or anything. I just don't look good in, well, in any. Never mind. I'm still in the funk. Give me an introductory happy thought. I'll use it on the way out. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app. The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table & Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.